Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
In Proverbs 29, verse 18, if I switch this on, Proverbs 29, 18, we started off, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, they perish. If your vision, if you don't have a clear-cut vision of what you want to do, you're going to perish. It's going to just mount to nothing. You're just going to wait and wait and wait, and you won't even know if you got there because you don't know what you're going to. Amen. And so he says, where there's no vision, the people perish, but he that keeps the law, happy is he. But the Message translation says it like this. It says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. God wants to reveal everything about your life and your purpose. Amen. And he's going to reveal it. You were created, we said this, on purpose. You were created for a purpose, and you were created with a purpose. Amen. Every one of you. Every one of you. I don't care your age, your color, your gender. Makes no difference. Where you were born, which country, makes no difference. You were created on purpose. You were created for a purpose, and you were created with a purpose. You need to get that in your spirit. You need to write that down. You need to change the you to I. I was created on purpose. Amen. God chose you. No matter who you are, he chose you. He literally chose you. Before he formed you, he visualized who you were. And he said, I'm going to give so-and-so X, Y, and Z. And then he formed you. And he created you fearfully and wonderfully made. You've got to start to see yourself as a wonderful, marvelous creation of God. Amen. I'm telling you, too many people don't see that. It's just little old me. Get over little old you and get into big old Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so you've got a purpose. You were created on purpose, and you were created with a purpose, for a purpose. God did this on purpose. He didn't say, oh, I shouldn't have done that one. Remember, Romans 11, 29, the gift and calling of God are without repentance. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. So it doesn't give you something and say, why did I do it? I shouldn't have done it and take it away. No, it's without repentance. In other words, what he gave you is permanent. He wants you to have it. He wants you to utilize it. And you know, when you look at the scriptures of the sower that sowed the seed, No, not that one. When you look at the scripture of where he gave the talents to the three different people, those three people, the ones that utilized and worked their talents, got more talents, and God said, well done, and put him over cities. But the one that had his one talent and he hid it in the ground because he was scared to use it. Let me tell you what happened. God came and said, throw him out and give his talent to someone who's already got more. You've got what you've been given. Let me tell you what, you need to start nurturing that thing and honoring it as a gift from God. Right. Listen to me. You need to honor it as a gift from God. If you're a mathematician and can work figures and numbers and all kinds of crazy stuff, you need to honor that as a gift from God. I honor it and start to respect what he's given you. Oh my God. You start to respect the gift. You start to respect the talent that's been put in you. And don't wonder, why do I always want to do this? Why do I always want to do that? I'm always starting businesses and they fail and this and that. Don't worry about the failure side. There is no failure. Right. Amen. The only failure is you not finding out what you're created for. And so you can fall apart and fall apart. How many times? Get up and say, Lord, it wasn't that one. Okay, let's move forward. Let's find out. What is it? And I'm going to show you how we can start finding out what we're created for. Amen? And so vision gives life to the purpose. Your vision will give life to the purpose. And so now when something goes wrong in your life and you get kicked about and beat up, because you know your purpose and you've got a life and you're heading towards it, you're able to face that stuff without a problem. Amen. You see, that hurricane tried to take us out, tried to destroy the church and the school so we wouldn't be here anymore. Amen. But we had a bigger vision. We knew our purpose is to help people, and this is the way God's called us to help. So we just kept walking through it. That's right. We just kept walking through it. Amen. But if we didn't have a clue, we would have said, now what do we do? We know what we got to do. And you need to know what you're going to do too. And like I said, it doesn't have to be in the church. In fact, please don't bring it to the church. I mean, volunteer to bring it to the church, but don't come to be employed by the church. And don't try to be a pastor in the church. We've got enough of us. Amen. We need some people in the marketplace where they can be effective. Way more effective than I can be over here. That what you can do in the marketplace is astounding. And that's why when God said, the work I do, you're going to do much more. Amen. Look at us. Just in your workplace, wherever it is, look at us. You just go in there knowing you got purpose. My purpose is to help these people here, one way or another. Amen. And what I've got is from God. Right. I honor and respect what I got. And you know, the devil tried to shut me up from the youngest of ages. And you can ask my son. He spoke to my brother the other day, my older brother. And he said, I can't believe that your father, because he was so shy, he would hide behind the door. When my family members came, cousins, uncles, and aunts, and they wanted me to sing a song or poem or something, I'd hide behind the door and look through the crack. That's how shy I was. The devil tried to shut me up. The gift that God gave me, the devil tried to squash it. You think he hasn't tried to squash what you got? Oh, he's tried to squash it how many times? And then when you fail at trying to do what you think you should do, then you start hearing this, oh, well, I'm just no good at it. I'm no good. But you want to try it again. Amen. And it's the devil. He's lying to you. Every one of you are needed. Amen. Well, I'm old now. Tell that to Moses.
Yeah.
He started at 80. Right, you went to 120.
Yes.
All right, moving on. Purpose keeps you focused on why you exist. Vision aligns you with your purpose, and mission empowers how you will accomplish it. I'll say that again. Purpose keeps you focused on why you exist. Vision aligns you with your purpose, and mission or goals empowers you how to accomplish it. And so we all, listen. God did not create us all the same. Thank God. I mean, can you imagine 1,000 Jews running around? Imagine your whole family, all you.
Oh, no.
I mean, it wouldn't even be just, right? Boring and throw up type of stuff. Imagine if you were all created exactly the same. Well, you know what? They're trying to do that now. Cloning, robots, and all kinds of things. And they're all going to biddy, 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 yes, yes, yes. And they're all going to do the same thing exactly the same way, biddy, biddy, biddy. He did not create robots. He created us unique. Unique. We are unique. We are special. We are special. Now, some of you, listen, we're all diamonds to God. We're all sparkling gems. Now, some of us need polishing and cutting a little bit. Have you seen a diamond when you first find it? You throw it away. You would throw it away. If you didn't know, you'd throw it away as a piece of dirty glass. Like an old Coke bottle. Remember those old, thick, heavy Coke bottles? I saw diamonds in the rough in South Africa. And it looks like dirty Coke bottles, broken pieces. You'd throw them away. But a diamond is still a diamond, no matter where it is. That diamond, one would throw it away, but another would pick it up, polish it, shape it, and they'd get millions for it. Each and every one of you in this place has got that. Each and every one of us are diamonds in the making.
Amen.
Amen. So no matter your past, forget about your past. No matter how much you failed, who cares? Who really cares?
Amen.
I mean, I don't care about your failure. I'm sorry it hurt you, and I'm sorry you got depressed over it and that. Hey, but that's past tense. Paul said, I forget what's behind me, and I push forward towards the mark of the high calling. Don't worry about that. There's no failures. Learn something from what the world calls a failure, and if you learn something from it, see it as victory. Hey, I've got many victories behind me. I must be getting closer to what I'm supposed to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't subscribe to Murphy's Law. I used to. If it can go wrong, it will. I played golf with a guy like that, and I just decided I've stopped playing with him recently. If it can go wrong, it will. If it's not for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. What are you doing? You're telling God you created a mistake? You made a disaster, Lord? All I get is bad? All I get is bad? Listen, as a man thinks in his heart, that's what he's going to live out of his life. So you better change the way you think. You better start, I'm telling you now, if you will start to honor and respect the talents that God has given you, Now you might think, well, this is really nothing. Look at that person. Look, you're preaching on an altar, and all I do is, you know, I'm a mother. That's a gift and talent I could never have. There's no ways I could be like a mother. There's a natural ability in a mother. Have you noticed? You could drop her off on an island, a deserted island, with no family, no friends, no nothing, and she's 9 months pregnant. You drop off on that, I'm telling you, on that island, and she will start to take care of that child without anyone teaching her, no training her, no training, feed the kid, clean the kid, burp the kid. She will do it with a natural ability put in her. That's a natural thing that God put in woman. Amen. With me, when my daughter was born, I delivered my daughter. I said, go along. And I kind of wanted to, you know, in my hands, I started walking away and I forgot you got to cut the cord. Hey, I'm a guy. What can I say? I joke about it, but, you know, I didn't really. But I tell people, you know, I dragged them and my wife was off the bed the way I was dragging. It's a joke. But us guys have to be told, no, that thing, snip, snip, take it off. Feed the child, burp the child, turn the child over. That's a natural thing. That is the same thing with the gifts and talents and call in your life. You've got something that I don't know how to do. Amen. I haven't got a clue what you're doing. Amen. But God gives you ability. And when that ability starts to, you start training yourself up like those guys when they got those talents. And they got the talents and they started to work their talents. The talent got better and more and multiplied and multiplied. And they heard, well done, good and faithful servants. So you are special. You are unique. You are a diamond. Even if you're in the rough at the moment, you're still a diamond. Amen. You're no less important than Billy Graham. Right. Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Amen.
You're no less important than any of these big names you see on TV preaching the Word of God. You're no less important. They're a diamond, you're a diamond. And God is not a respecter of persons. So it doesn't make one diamond that size and one diamond this size. That's respecter of persons. All people, listen, it's a level playing field in the kingdom of God. Amen. It's not like this world we're living in. Amen. It's a level playing field. You've all got equal opportunity in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
No racism in this kingdom, please.
Amen.
Shouldn't be in the world's kingdom, shouldn't be in the kingdom of God. There's only one race. It's called human. Yeah. And so God did not create all of us the same. Thank God for that. To some, He gives artistic ability. To others, He gives musical. Or people can make things with their hands. Have you seen those guys who can do things with their hands? I mean, they just got like a natural thing. I mean, like, how do you do that? I mean, I look at some of this. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy. I was watching a movie the other day, Pixar, how Pixar was formed. You know the movie Pixar with the little lamp that hops along, Pixar in the beginning of movies? That was started with, believe it or not,
Steve Jobs
was part of that. He put the funds in and pushed the Pixar. And their first movie was the first animated full-length movie. The first movie, first full-length animated, completely animated movie. And I thought, it ain't going to work. We're really scared about this. And the first movie that they made was Toy Story.
Yeah.
Then when they made the second one, they thought, no, there's no chance. We can't. And it outplayed that one by 10 to 1.
Yeah. Amen.
And then they made Monsters, Inc. And they just had hit after hit after hit after hit. And they were thinking, we can't do this. How are we going to do it? But they had this gift. They had these talents. They didn't know what they were doing. And they said, we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have a clue. All we know is we could do these things and make animations, and we did it. And then this guy could put storylines together. And then this guy and all these people that had all these gifts put in them came together and created this empire.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial